Florida recently surpassed New York as the third most populous state in the country. By 2060, another 15 million people, nearly the population of the state today, are expected to move here. As part of a collaboration with the Florida Center for Investigative Reporting, WUSF's Steve Newborn takes a look at one part of the state that might be a preview of what the rest of Florida could become.
Looking from atop the ridge at U.S. Highway 27 as it follows the state's central spine, you could see brand new roofs rolling down the hills to Interstate 4. Downtown Orlando stands in the hazy distance beyond Epcot's iconic dome. Cars are everywhere. This is Four Corners, where Orange, Osceola, Polk, and Lake counties meet at the center of the state. It's home to Interstate 4, Florida's busiest cross-state highway, and Walt Disney World, where four theme parks average 50 million visitors a year. Mike Tarrico has lived in Four Corners since he first started working for Disney when it opened in 1971.
It was basically palmettos and cow pastures and open area. The Four Corners area, within the last 10 years, explosive growth. This whole place out here, it just exploded.
Fast forward 50 years, and Four Corners has become one of Florida's traffic choke points for both humans and wildlife. The area sits not only astride the main thoroughfare between the Tampa Bay area and Orlando, but it's in the middle of one of the few remaining green corridors used by wildlife migrating between the Everglades and the Green Swamp. 1,000 Friends of Florida, a nonprofit environmental advocacy group, said by 2060, another 15 million people are expected to move here. The I-4 corridor alone stands to double in population. Vivian Young is the group's communications director.
I think obviously it's going to reduce the quality of life because you're talking about more sprawling development, spending more time in cars, having water crises, which some parts of the state already are having.
Some environmentalists fear that migration pathways for wildlife could be cut off if local governments don't coordinate growth to protect the natural corridor. That's why the Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition chose the Four Corners earlier this year to highlight the need to connect the remaining wild spaces before they're lost forever to development. Expedition founder and wildlife photographer Carlton Ward Jr. of Tampa.
It's going to be the anti-wildlife corridor if we don't put steps in place to protect it, because Interstate 4 is quickly becoming a dividing line, especially between Orlando and Tampa, that could cut the Everglades system off from the rest of our state and the rest of the country.
Four Corners is in part a victim of its location. It's far from the centers of power in all four counties, Orange, Osceola, Lake, and Polk. The Polk County seat, Bartow, is 40 miles away. Traffic congestion and rampant development has become so problematic here that civic and business leaders met on Halloween to start creating what they call a One Vision plan. Longtime resident Tarrico says this won't be the first plan.
About 10 years ago, there was a regional planning committee who did a study of Four Corners, put together a couple of elements, put them out, put them on paper, and they become dusty on a shelf.
And for people like Young of 1,000 Friends of Florida, that's only a beginning. Growth can't be stopped, she said, only managed. Florida's economy depends on tourism, which in turn depends on Florida being a beautiful destination.
At some point, is it going to reach a tipping point where people say the downside of all the congestion and sprawl is something that they don't want to deal with anymore?
That's the question Four Corners and the rest of Florida will have to answer. Steve Newborn, WUSF 89.7 News.